who taught, I told you, she was at Linnell for years. She has one exactly like it, except that hers isn't as tall as mine. Hers doesn't have a... Mine has three drawers, and hers has two, I believe. Well, maybe, but anyway, hers isn't as tall as mine.
Yes, ma'am.
And it isn't as far from the floor, the legs are not as high. But she's had hers done over. She had it sanded back to the natural wood, and it is perfectly beautiful. Now that front on that is so pretty with that paint all taken off of it.
You know, a lot of people are buying old furniture like this now.
I know it. They're buying everything old.
And it's good furniture. It's
perfectly good. Now what I use in my bathroom to keep my towels in is another music cabinet.
Yeah, I guess that this matched the piano.
We had the mahogany furniture. Mm-hmm.
What kind of piano did you have? An upright piano?
Yeah, upright piano. And I've forgotten the name of it. It wasn't a Steinway, but it was a real good piano.
Like a Baldwin or something like that?
Yeah. It wasn't a Baldwin, but it was another. Annabelle, Mama gave that to Annabelle. And she took it to Decatur, and then she sold it before she moved into the apartment. She got a chance to sell it. And nobody was playing it. She wasn't playing it anymore, and the children weren't there. And so she sold the piano. She asked Mama's permission before she sold it. Of course, Mama said, I gave it to you. You do as you please with it.
Would you have something like this over your windows, or?
We had curtains and drapes. I never did put drapes up here because it was too expensive for me to have fixed.
What do you call the yellow things that you think?
Shades. And I like the shades that go up and down instead of Venetian shades. Now, she has Venetian blinds in her bedroom downstairs.
Mm-hmm. Now, those are like we used to have in school.
You just pull a string and they shut up, pull another string and it opens. And there's a Negro man in town who can restring them.
Oh, really?
Can restring them.
Anybody can do this.
Yeah. Which always had to be, some of us had to be fixed downstairs. Oh. She has some lovely furniture down there.
This, I like the thing about the music camp. These are remarkable pieces. Very pretty pieces of furniture.
You are a nice young man.
I really love
you. I'm really awfully glad to have met you.
It's hard for me to believe I'd run into Miss Seymour's
aunt.
And
her father was dear to me.
Where was he then? Do you know where she was born? Was she born here in Seymour?
She was born in Macon, Georgia.
Oh.
He was working at the Buckeye mill over there. He started working with Buckeye when he was about 20 years old. Started working with him down in the office and working down here. And then he was moved around, lived in Jackson, Mississippi at one time. She was born in Macon, Georgia.
Didn't she teach in South Alabama for a while, teach high school?
She taught high school in North Alabama. I forget the name of the place she taught. She also taught in Utah. She went to the University of Utah out there, and she went to some camp out there and got connected with, she was a counselor in a camp, I think, somewhere, I've forgotten where it was, somewhere out west, and she was a counselor in a camp one summer and up at Nipissing Lodge is there, Valley Head, it's close to Valley Head. Mentone, you know that. Do you know that there's so many camps up there in that area that area in Alabama is the thickest settled camp in the area in the United States?
Oh,
right, it is. They got more camps up there.
Oh.